comic books, video games, anime, sci-fi. If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it.
One question. Is it too late to change the name?
Nerd Radio starts now.
Welcome to Nerd Radio, wherever you get your podcasts. We are everywhere now.
Jeez, are.
What are you guys doing back
Dude,
there?
We're getting a chair. I just like, I need more room for activities.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to be doing like a yoga instruction while we're doing this podcast or something. I'm like, I got to get this janky ass chair away from me.
Yeah, we got this chair. Both James and I tend to stand while we record our segment of the show. And there's a chair over here. This is usually in one of our ways, and we just moved it out. But it was just funny to me because you were doing your little, you know, ramp up.
I was doing the intro.
I didn't realize you were starting.
James is over here like doing calisthenics, you know, and just and one and two and three and
like,
four and
you're like, I need some activities, man. I gotta
activities.
I don't know why I keep doing this move. It's not even a real move.
James is facing away from the mic, and like you said, he's doing calisthenics. Yeah. Yeah. What is going on?
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to blow the intro.
James Simmons over here.
No, you know, I think a lot of our listeners come for the chaos. So we're starting with it.
We're going to do Sweat into the Nerd Radio podcast.
All right,
everybody, get your dancing shoes on.
And one Cheeto, two Cheeto.
We're talking Avengers Endgame. Get excited. Let's see those jazz hands.
Yeah. Start jumping around.
Reason's ready for Aquaman.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, perfect.
Yeah.
Which Aquaman. James saw, so he can give a review.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
Yeah.
All right, that's something to look forward to right there.
Yeah.
Some Aquaman to look forward to. It is, as you've already guessed by this time, it is James, Al Beck, and Chuck Bean, and for another week, the week before Christmas.
Yeah, wouldn't it be bizarre if you introduced different people just now after all that? Yeah.
We need to write down names that I can make. It's Genghis Khan.
That would be me, ooh, I'm assuming.
Well, yeah, especially the way you acted that chessboard.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's right.
Very true.
I'm gonna cut off your head and stick it on a pike and put it in his front yard. He touched his chessboard.
Good callback.
Yeah.
Well done.
Yeah, I did that callback and it was, ooh. Actually, come to think of it, I saw Amy and she didn't hurt me, so I think we're good.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. No, she doesn't listen to the show.
It's like most girlfriends, they don't really support your decisions or your projects. They just, they'll give you positive things. Yeah, you should definitely probably do that.
Yeah, you should do that.
I won't invest my time to check it out, but definitely do it and let me know how it goes.
Yeah. But if you're listening to the sound of our voice, then you are invested in listening, and we greatly appreciate it.
And what's wrong with that? I'm just kidding.
Don't insult our listeners.
You're listening to this? Oh. What is wrong with you?
There are so many much more important things you could be doing now.
We have an entire media company pushing this. Multiple outlets. Why are you...
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Now corporate's invested in our little podcast here.
I meant to tell you, Al, because this is like weeks ago when they started, you know, investing a little bit more time and effort and energy and all
check
the podcasting.
Check out the B-Pod Network while we're at it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I had to put together that spot.
Yeah, yeah, a little sizzle reel,
Right, and I took a couple of selected clips from our show or something like that, and I sent it to them, and they sent it back. It was like, the clips that you selected, can you select ones that don't make it sound like your show is garbage?
Are you serious?
Oh my God, they say that?
That was essentially...
Oh my God!
That was because there was a lot of Al Beck being...
They just said it in a nicer, corporate
much nicer way,
right?
A much nicer way, because a lot of the clips were Al saying the things that Al says about the show. And they're like, can you get stuff that makes it sound like your show
is
good?
It's called self-deprecation, okay? It sells, okay? People listen to it.
Right.
So I guess this is my exit from Nerd Radio.
Not at all. Not at all.
I've been removed.
Now you got to be inspired to make it a success. So you can throw it back in their face.
Yes. Yeah.
I've heard some of the commercials we run for some of the other podcasts. No offense, other podcasts, but it sounds like a snooze fest. Okay?
You do need to send that sizzle reel to James. I was telling him about it, but he needs to hear it.
Yeah,
the original one.
Yeah.
Because I thought it sounded great.
I'll give you my professional feedback on it, too.
Yeah. I would like that,
I mean, I'm not a programmer.
But you are higher up the totem pole of radio than I am. So,
gotcha. But I'm
any
my
constructive
God.
Criticism you have is welcome.
I'll definitely give it to you. I'll give it to you straightforward and honest and as constructive as possible.
If we had planned ahead, we should have just played it right now, just on the show.
Yeah.
Right. Well, that would take planning.
which is not what we do.
I don't
here.
Think that's anybody in anybody's wheelhouse here. And if anybody is, maybe Chuck's more so than
also
mine
considering
yours.
That if you're listening to this, like, you know, on the Peapod Studios Network or something like that, there's ads between. The segments anyway, so you don't want one more ad. We're not going to do that.
But it's the ad for this beloved show. This is the nicest thing I've ever said about Nerd Radio right now.
My name's Chuck Bean, and I'm the host of Nerd Radio.
Each week, we cover the latest news in comics, video games, pro wrestling, and pop culture relevant to nerds everywhere.
You know they were showing up for the bacon, and can you imagine the disappointment when they found this instead?
These creeps talked for 48 minutes and didn't mention bacon once.
Right! The fat one and the young one don't seem to like each other at all. Chuck's barely holding it together. What is this?
If you've been made fun of for it, we're probably going to talk about it. Consider Nerd Radio your safe space to geek out around the water cooler about the latest set of Magic the Gathering cards or episode of Doctor Who.
It is a mess. It is awful. It is tragic. I hope the right thing is done.
Download the show on iTunes and follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Nerd Radio 101.
The internet is no place for the show.
What are you talking about? It's a perfect place for this show.
The only place for this show.
That's the goofiest thing
I've
ever heard.
There's the for your next...
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's right. We've got to make a new one.
Right.
Nerd Radio is great. I like being here. What do you think, James?
Yes, it is fantastic. You should check it out on the B-Pod Network.
Wonderful. Chuck?
bpodstudios.com is where you need to go.
Have a good week.
It's awesome that they're supporting like the different projects and the podcasts that all the stations ever
doing. Oh, no, it's great. I love it.
But to tell you that your sizzle reel is garbage, when I've heard some of the things that we air on the actual radio station.
Look, in all fairness.
I know what they're saying, because it's me saying, oh, this show is terrible, don't listen to it. And they're like, maybe don't say that.
It wasn't that the sizzle reel itself was garbage.
No,
was
tune
that.
In for that information. Let that be a surprise.
Can you get stuff that makes people want to come and listen to your show as you know, instead of people that were like, why would I listen to that?
Apparently, set the bar nice and low.
Yeah. That's,
so that way
that's
they come and they're like, oh my
at.
God, this is actually really good.
That's
quality content.
Yeah.
That's how I live my life.
Yeah.
Set the bar really low so that you are pleasantly surprised when it's better than that.
Enter me. That's why he brought me in as a co-host. Set the bar low.
Enter me. Now, there's a thing you can pull and use out of context.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Enter me.
Like, Al, are you trying to seduce me?
Enter me.
Enter me.
I'm going to take that as yes.
Enter me.
Enter
well,
me.
Al, I mean, I've known you a little while. This is going to be weird. It's probably weirder for you than it is for me.
One of these days I will, I'll sit down when I have the time and do a Nerd Radio like soundboard of all the different.
That's awesome.
Because that would be so much fun, right?
It takes so much work.
People
don't realize.
That's the thing.
Because I want to create
so
a soundboard for my Twitch streams. And
right.
I'm like, oh, that's going to take like 3 hours.
Yeah, no, thanks.
I can't wander the wasteland of Appalachia for 3 hours if I'm putting a soundboard together for
exactly.
a Twitch stream. Sorry, Twitch.
Exactly. Speaking of your stream, you saw the first. I saw you put it on your social media. You saw the first in Fallout. The nuke hitting?
Yeah, it's actually the second time I've seen a nuke get launched. So there's tons of nukes being launched all the time, I guess, according to everybody who was like, you must not play very long if you just now saw a nuke.
Right.
But yeah, it's cool. I wasn't close enough
to
actually
go in. So let me get this straight. You catch crap for playing Fallout,
yes.
and then from Fallout fans, you get crap for not playing it enough.
Yes, exactly.
So you can't win.
It's a double deuce
fest.
It's a double deuce fest. No matter what you do, you play the game, you're a loser. You experience something cool in the game, you suck because you're not playing enough.
Because you didn't see it before.
Yeah, it's a loser situation. It was awesome. Like, I can't wait. I want to see more. I want to launch my own. I mean, people are like, you can go on Reddit and get the codes and figure it out, but like, I want to play through the game and see.
You want to get it legit.
Yeah, like, I want to do it the way Bethesda intended me to do it.
Right.
But it was cool to see the nuke and the mushroom cloud go up, like, I was on top of a mountain.
You would imagine, because of the way nuclear armaments work, that would murder everybody within, you know, like a 50-mile radius, but it doesn't.
Yeah, no.
In the game. And it makes it so that there's, I got the implication that it makes it so that there's specific things that will drop.
Yeah, so there's things in the game that need to happen after the nuke goes out, because everybody's like, here's the other thing they said. You got to get into that nuke zone and go loot everything. And I guess there's some sort of like material, some metal that you need to make some really kick-ass armor in the game. But that was too far away, and I don't have enough stuff opened up to where I could fast travel.
Right.
And also really stingy. I'm the stingiest Fallout 76 player ever. I don't want to spend, because you want to fast travel, you got to spend caps. So caps is like your currency.
Okay.
Well, guess what? I will walk
everywhere.
Yep. I'm like, what? 12 caps? That's like six super mutants I got to kill and loot and hope they have got some caps on them. I will walk.
Yeah.
I don't care if it takes me 25 minutes of real time, like real life time, to walk to that point in the map. I'm the stingiest Fallout player there ever is.
I feel like I've done that in Red Dead as well, where like you can pay, you know, like $6 to get on a
stagecoach or whatever. Stagecoach
and get to the next city. And I'm like, that's $6, man.
$6. Yeah.
It's the same thing Grand Theft Auto. You hail a cab.
Yeah.
You pay a premium to just skip to the thing.
Right.
And me, I'm not patient, so I'll pay that extra money.
Oh, I'm not patient either. Like, I'll give up in the middle of the trip. I'll be, okay, well, I'm done playing today. I'm almost there. But I'm not paying the caps. I don't care if I need this to complete this mission, to get my achievement, to level up. Okay, we'll continue this tomorrow.
All right. Well,
can't wait to get home and continue walking.
Yeah.
On a TV screen.
I'm virtually walking in the future.
Right, exactly.
See, now
you're not riding a horse.
No, I'm a junk collecting walker. I'm essentially a hobo. Now, a futuristic hobo.
You're a murder hobo.
Yeah. The murder hobo. That's got to be the episode of the title of this episode.
Oh, no, it's already. No, this episode's already called Enter Me.
Enter Me.
Could it be like a subtext? Enter Me, murder hobo.
There we go. Yeah.
A subtitle.
For sure.
That's
for sure.
I'll write beckoning.
I'll write that down right now.
I want to feel the embrace of a murder hobo.
Which order is worse? Enter Me, murder hobo, or murder hobo, Enter Me?
I think the first one is worse. I like that more. That sounds
more
awful.
Commanding.
get ready for some more production notes from the B-Pod Studios.
Yes. Yeah, exactly. Can you guys
Can
make
you
it
not?
Less of what you're doing now?
Less murdery hobo homo stuff.
Yeah.
We got a lot of murder hobo homo material.
Look, I can't help if that's what every Dungeons & Dragons campaign essentially is. It's a bunch of murder hobos.
That's true. Well, I'll tell you right now.
I didn't coin the phrase. I just presented it to you guys.
A couple more weeks of this will end up on the C-Pod Studios. Start bumping us down the alphabet. Yep.
Like, actually, these guys.
Oh, no.
Put them on the G Studios.
G Studios.
The engineer's like, we don't have a G Studio yet. They're like, well,
you're going to have to make
just
it
for them.
Specifically.
Yeah, we're in the podcast jail.
Exactly. It's a dark room with a Walkman.
Yes, I love. I'm listening to this podcast on a cassette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we start sounding really tinny, you know what happened.
Anyway, what are we supposed to be doing this week? I don't even know.
Well, we're going to take a break right now.
Break time.
Yep.
We've accomplished
absolutely nothing. Yep. We'll come back. We'll talk about, I went and saw the Into the Spider-Verse movie, so we'll talk about that.
Awesome.
We got Aquaman
coming up.
Yep.
And more.
Oh, cool.
So if you made it through the first 10 minutes of Nerd Radio, you will be rewarded with actual content next.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
This is Nerd Radio.
I won nothing. I won absolutely nothing. There's no prize to win here. We're all losers. Welcome back to Nerd Radio on your podcast. We're on Podbean. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes.
We've taken over the world.
We're everywhere. Everywhere you guys. And remind you, if you do get us on iTunes, man, drop us a review, man. Give us some stars. It's good times. Good times. Al Beck, James, hanging out with us in the studio. As usual, as I was saying at the beginning of the show, kind of the week before Christmas, but also huge movie month this week, or not this week, but this month. We've got the Bumblebee movie
comes out this week too. I think it's this Friday or Thursday or tomorrow.
So that's going head to head against Aquaman.
Yeah,
that's rough. And James, you got to get a preview screening of Aquaman.
Yeah, I went. I saw Aquaman last night. I think they did a story wise. I have a weird like way of how I review movies because the movie could be fine, but I'll find a couple little things that I'll nitpick. I'll talk story wise. So story plot, I think they do a great job. I feel like they tried to fit a little bit too much into this movie than what they should have. You end up seeing Aquaman battle so many different people. You're like, maybe you just like battle half of those people. He's got so much stuff to do in this first movie. It gets kind of long, so it's like 2.5 hours, and But they do a great job with the story. I think the characters look good. Some weird wonkiness with some of the CGI.
Okay.
I feel.
Yeah, because they have to, like, not so much film so much of it underwater, but make you believe much of it is underwater.
There's part of the problems there. Like, my girlfriend refers to it as, like, the Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
So, like, you see them, they talk like normal, and they move around like normal, but then their hair kind of flutters, like, in the water. You're like, this is so weird, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't think they took into account, like, how dirty the oceans are, because that water is crystal clear. No matter how
they are.
Yeah.
Like, it is clear as day. You can see exactly what's going on, and you can see for miles. And I'm like, there's no way that's Earth.
Right.
The Earth oceans that we know.
They'll wait for the sequels for them to show up in the trash swirl in the Pacific Ocean.
Right.
Yeah.
Aquaman's got, like, six-pack plastic things
around his neck.
Around his neck.
He's, like, dying.
But, I can't swim.
He's got a straw up his nose. Anyway, continue.
Movie's good. I wouldn't say it's like, I don't think it's as good as Wonder Woman. I guess I put on the same level as Justice League. I enjoy Justice League. It's just a run-of-the-mill superhero movie. Good thing to go see. Holidays, you know.
Right.
Take the fam to go see a superhero movie.
It certainly looks like they tried to make sure it was fun, like Jason Momoa.
Yeah. There's tons of adventure, and the things that they end up doing, like, I feel like they combine Tron, Indiana Jones, Jurassic Park, you know, any superhero movie, like they combine all those into like one flick. And I think they do a good job of that. But Dolph Lundgren has the worst looking hairstyle dye job I've ever seen in my life.
First of all, like, Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren is in the movie.
Oh my goodness.
So
let's take a moment and appreciate that.
But it's like they paid all the money they needed to pay him to get him in the movie. So they didn't have any money to pay a stylist or hair or makeup. So it looks like he raided some grandma's like closet and stole her like $5 store hair dye.
Oh no.
Dyed it red and it's like, oh, you know what? I don't really like this. So I'm going to give myself some blonde highlights and then did like a patch of blonde. I'm like, the whole movie, I'm distracted. I'm like, what is going on with your hair?
I'm
going
to dye you.
Come on. Jeez, oh, Pete's. That and there's a lot of missed opportunities of showing Jason Momoa shirtless.
Okay.
So that was one of my
big
complaints.
That's going to be a disappointment.
Yeah. And I'm not the only one that shared that opinion because there was a girl that walked out of the theater right in front of me who expressed the same thing to her female friend.
Yeah. I'm sure lot of ladies that are going to see this movie and fellas.
And James.
Yes. Looking to
and
see
James.
Yes.
Jason Momoa without a shirt.
And now, you know, he spends most of the movie the way the viewer's panties are going to be. He's wet the whole time. But there are some moments where he could have had his shirt off. And I'm like, why is his shirt on? Like, just take it off, man. This is what we're paying the money to see. Take it off. Quit wearing that weird. Because he has weird fashion. I guess he's Aquaman. He doesn't give an F, you know, what you think about fashion.
No. I'm picturing Jason Momoa kind of like a crying strip where you're like, just take it off. That's what we came to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, his feelings are all hurt. He's like, but I put on my nice little knapsack shirt that I've been wearing the whole movie. Like,
right.
You don't want the knapsack shirt, man. No. You want to see those pecs. You want to see those abs. You want to see all the Aquaman goods. But yeah, I would say go see it. I think you'll enjoy it if you've been involved with, you know, any of the other, whether you're into Marvel, DC. And I also kind of feel like DC's kind of setting themselves apart from the Marvel like flicks. Like you get like more of a DC vibe. Like when you watch it, you're like, okay, I see some of the similarities in this movie that they have in Wonder Woman. It's still different. It's not as good, but it still sets itself apart from the Marvel universe and those Marvel movies. So part of my beef might be like, well, why didn't they do like the Marvel movies? You know, if it was a Marvel movie, it would have done this.
And I think they've been running into that for years since the Marvel Cinematic Universe is such a big thing in that, like, it's conditioned us. I think you've even said it on the show before. It's conditioned us to, well, this is how superhero movies work.
Yeah, exactly.
So when somebody makes any superhero movie and it doesn't feel like a Marvel movie, we're like, oh, well,
like that movie
this?
Sucked. They didn't do it like a Marvel would have done it, you know? But I think for what it was good. Because like, if you were to say Aquaman the movie like 2 years ago, people would be like, oh, that's going to be
a like,
complete,
what are you talking about?
Like, that's a joke of a movie. Nobody's going to go see that.
Is that the guy in the Super Friends that rides the flying dolphins?
Exactly.
No way.
I mean, I would have been interested because I read the Geoff Johns Aquaman,
right?
And I mean, Geoff Johns wrote a really cool Aquaman.
Is he the one with the long hair and the harpoon for a hand?
No,
I can't remember who the hell wrote that.
Yeah, that was back in the 90s. That might have been Peter David, actually.
Might have been. I'm not sure. But I know that's, Geoff Johns, when they did the New 52 back in 2010, 2011, something like that, Geoff Johns took over Aquaman. And Geoff Johns is from Detroit.
Okay.
I don't know if you knew that or not. He was born in Dearborn, grew up in Clarkston. He's a Michigan State grad. And he just recently stepped down and kind of took a demotion so he could work more in the creative aspect of it, doing more writing and being a producer in movies and stuff like that. But he was, I can't remember his exact title, but he was like the executive creative officer. Like he was like high up when it came to writers at DC. He was like one of the, in the hierarchy, he was high up there. But he's a great writer. He's writing the Doomsday Clock right now. Yeah. Not a whole lot else from him, but no, he did that. He expanded the Green Lantern universe. He wrote Flash for a long time. He did the reboot of Justice League. Some really good stuff. But yeah, no, after reading that, absolutely, I'm on board with Aquaman as a character. Cool. But I'll tell you, as soon as he left that book, though, I bailed. I mean, I was just like, well, I showed up for the Geoff Johns. But
yeah,
he's probably my favorite writer for all of DC is Geoff
Johns.
Well,
he absolutely gets, even as somebody who's more a Marvel guy than a DC guy, when Geoff Johns is on a DC book, especially after the last couple of years, I got to read it.
Yeah, you got to at least has your attention, yeah.
Because it doesn't matter if it's like a third or fourth string character, like he gets them and he will make you go like, oh yeah, Aquaman's kind of cool. Oh, this Metamorpho guy's neat.
You find the stuff that's unique about them that makes them cool and make you care about it.
Exactly.
I gotcha.
Right.
Yeah, I looked up the Wikipedia. I think it was Peter David initially that did the harpoon hand Aquaman.
Okay. I tell you, I thought I was going to be a millionaire when that issue came out. I'm like, this is number one, Aquaman number one?
Yeah.
I'm like, look at how they changed him. He's got long hair. Yeah. He's got a harpoon hand. Oh, he's a badass. I bought it, put it in plastic, and now it's probably somewhere in a shoebox.
I think I have that same issue. I think it got out of a quarter bin. Yeah.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm not even making that
another
up.
Another one of my millionaire dreams squashed.
Well, Aquaman's got some heavy competition because...
Before you... one question I want to ask about Aquaman is... Because I think you had also mentioned in a prior conversation, it was like 2.5 hours or something like that.
Yeah.
One of my issues with movies lately is where this question comes from. Did it feel like 2.5 hours?
At some points it did.
Because you also mentioned just in the segment that it seems like they kind of crammed a lot into it.
Yeah, no, they cram a lot into it. But, I mean, the 2.5 hours, for me, the first viewing usually flies by.
Yeah.
If I go and I see it again, that's when I'd be like, oh, it's kind of dragging here.
Yeah.
But it didn't feel like it was too long.
Okay.
Really, you didn't realize it was 2.5 hours until you check your phone. Oh, my God, it's almost 10 o'clock already.
Right. So, okay. I was just curious.
It's an entertaining, 2.5 hours. Like I said, for me, my beef with most of the stuff is just little nitpicky things. Music, Dolph Lundgren's hair, not enough shirtless, Jason Momoa.
Right.
That kind of stuff.
All right. So sort of, but not, didn't feel too long.
Yeah. Like you could tell it's long, but it's not like.
Because I don't know, man. Like I am thrilled when I come across a 90-minute movie.
Same.
Absolutely. Awesome.
This movie's only going to take up a little over an hour of time.
God, when did every movie become a Kevin Costner movie?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves.
Right.
Every time.
Yeah.
I don't need that much movie all the time.
Mm.
Bryan Adams is going to sing you out.
Well, I'll tell you a movie I did want more of. Enter the Spider-Verse.
Really?
Yeah, the Miles Morales movie. I went and I finally...
Well, you're a big Miles guy. I love that character. Yeah.
Going into it, just seeing the preview, I love the Miles Morales Spider-Man, and I love the Spider-Gwen alternate reality Spider-Woman. So, like, already this was set up to be my favorite Spider-Man movie. Then they added Peter Porker with the voice by John Mulaney. Yes. Yeah. Be in there.
Oh, Mulaney was Peter Porker?
John Mulaney was Peter Porker. Yes! A Spider-Man Noir is a part of it, voiced by Nicolas Cage.
Oh, wow.
Which is amazing.
I'll show up for the Mulaney.
Yeah, no, it was...
Hating on that cage, huh?
It's not hard to do.
Not as much of a fan of Con Air as I am.
It's the second time you brought that up today.
I know.
He's in a Con Air mood, man.
I think he says that's the line, put the bunny down. He's like fighting in the...
I just looked it up. $35 million opening weekend. So
Spider-Man?
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Right.
So great. Lots of people flock to the theater to see it. It's an animated movie, so you that kind of, some people are like, I don't know about an animated movie, but man, the animation style is definitely one of the stars of the
movie. It looks definitely like a unique type of animation that you don't see normally.
It's very,
it almost has more of the comic book like kind of vibe to it.
Yeah, they wanted to make sure it felt like a living, breathing comic book. Like the focus is a little off in a lot of the stuff. It looks like it's got that old like four color, the dots that you would get in the old 80s comics, which is kind of neat.
Cool.
The soundtrack is actually, it's more of a rap soundtrack.
Okay.
But I went with Amy, and she's got she's definitely more invested in the R&B and the rap community, and she was like, man, the soundtrack was great.
Like Nicolas Cage's IMDb photo.
That's not what he looks like. What is it?
No,
there's no way he looks like that now.
No.
He looks handsome and successful. I think now he just looks weird.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry.
And it was actually, it was really cool the way they incorporated that there was a bunch of alternate universe Spider-Men. I think that, like, that could have been the plot point that went sideways real fast, real easy, where anybody who's not already invested in is like, yeah, of course there's alternate Spider-Mans and alternate reality or something like that. Could have been like, why are there five Spider-Mans? This is weird.
Yeah, see, but that was confusing to me, is the alternate universe Spider-Man. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
What? I didn't get it.
But every time they introduce one of them, they tell you, like, right at the beginning, the Spider-Man from Miles' universe that, well, spoilers, ends up dying, and that's why Miles ends up wanting to be that Spider-Man. Right from the beginning, he's like, all right, you've heard this story before, let me give you the quick version. And then goes over the whole, like, bit by the spider, Uncle Ben, this stuff happened, blah, blah, blah. And every time they introduce a new Spider-Man, whether it's Miles or Gwen, or later in the movie, the Spider-Man from a different reality ends up coming in, and that's the one you see in the commercials training Miles to be Spider-Man. Every one of them gives the exact same story with very little variations in it.
Okay.
So you get the idea of like, oh, okay, this is Spider-Gwen. All right, I get it now.
Because even Spider-Gwen, I'm like, I don't understand what's going on.
Yeah.
Gwen Stacy, she's now Spider-Woman, she get bit, what's going on?
Yeah.
Same thing when you see like Gwenpool or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand what's happening now.
Yeah. Aren't you dead? Oh, okay. Alternate universe.
It was real good though. It was real, real good. It's even after seeing it, it's definitely my favorite Spider-Man movie.
That's awesome, man.
You get
I'm
to
glad
see
you enjoyed it.
You get to see a whole Kingpin's kind of the main villain in the movie, but you get to see Green Goblin and Scorpion. There's a cool version of Dr. Octopus in the movie.
Do you have nine arms instead of eight?
No, four arms.
Oh, okay.
Or yeah, the four arms that come out of the back.
Yeah.
But I don't want to spoil that. There's a couple of real cool things. In fact, there was a particular plot twist I saw coming because I've read the Miles books.
You're right.
Amy had no idea. And when, like, the character pulls the mask off and you see who it is, I heard her next to me in the seat go, oh, no. I was like, oh, that's adorable.
I saw her Facebook post. But I don't want to ruin the what actually happens, but she made a comment about the Stan Lee cameo.
Yes, Stan Lee has a cameo, and I think this is the first Stan Lee cameo since he's passed away.
That's been on, yeah. He's filmed others, though, I believe, right?
Oh, yeah.
He's got a whole bunch of them.
Yeah, we're probably going to be seeing Stan Lee on the movie screens for another year or two.
Yeah. Okay.
I would imagine. But it definitely.
But I don't even know if there was, and I don't want to know.
Right.
But I don't know if there's anything specific or not, or if it was just like, oh, there's the Stan Lee cameo and he's gone now. But she posted something on Facebook. It was like the Stan Lee cameo and there's like a heartbroke emoji. I was like, oh, man, I didn't even think about that.
There's an after credit sequence that gives you two different Spider-Men that weren't in the main movie. One of which comic fans will be love completely, and one of which fans of internet memes will laugh their ass off.
Okay, right? Interesting.
It was. I can't recommend it highly enough. I want to go back and see it. There's so many little things going on in the movie too. That like at one point when Miles first starts getting his spider powers, he starts scrolling through his phone like he needs to. Yeah, I need to talk to somebody or something like that. And when he scrolls through his phone, where it stops, you see B. Bendis. S. Michelli, which are the writer and artist creation.
Who created them, yeah.
Miles, which is very, very cool.
Yeah, Brian Michael Bendis, a name that comes up on this show quite often.
Very often.
Yeah.
Very often. And they just relaunched the Spider-Man book, or with the Miles book, with a new creative team last week. So they're right on top of it, which is pretty cool.
Nice.
Actually, speaking of Stan Lee, I wanted to bring in one of the comics this week. All the Marvel books. I noticed at the comic book store this week, they took the whatever book it is off the top, and they put a black band with Stan Lee.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
They publish, and they even goes as far as like the first two pages are just black. And then there's a Stan Lee nice picture of him.
Respect right there.
Absolutely. The back of it, instead of having an ad on or something like that, has a Stan soapbox reprinted from forever ago. It's cool.
Oh, cool.
It's very cool. So it sounds like there are a ton of great movies to see over the holiday weekend. Or not even holiday weekend, but the next two. This is the last time I'm going to talk to you until 2019, isn't it?
That's right, yeah.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Don't end the show saying see you next year. I will punch you right in the mouth. And I'll probably kick in the nuts, too. That's the one saying I always hated.
Right.
Like when I worked at the grocery store.
Right.
Like, so New Year's Eve, all the cashiers.
No.
I'd be working in the cash office. I'm the one counting cash and doing the money and making sure everybody balances. So you get to watch everybody leave.
Yep.
It's New Year's freaking Eve, man. I'm ready to go party. And then everybody's sliding in the tray. See you next year. See you next year. Like, it's the funniest damn thing they've ever heard. So please do not end the show with saying see you next year.
Not at all. not my plan whatsoever. Okay,
good. Was it?
As I quickly try and think of a different plan.
Yeah. I think Al's like, well, I'm saying it now. I want
to
say it.
I know there's a part of me wants to call a bluff just to see what does happen.
Well, yeah, you know I'm not really going to punch you guys in the face.
But... get that chair back between us, though. I'll tell you that right now. Get a little barrier here.
Well, you were asking
and cue
you,
up the taxi theme song.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
Telling us to enter you earlier. Do you have any some markers here? I'm going to enter you with some markers. Be like neon orange.
Do you have any plans over your holiday vacation? Maybe catch up on your comics?
Oh,
maybe?
I'll never get caught up on my comics. Play I might read another one.
Yeah, you did. You want to tell that story?
Oh, yeah. I have a big announcement that over the weekend I read a comic book.
Came in Monday morning. You were like, you're never going to believe what I did this weekend.
And Chuck starts listing off all this stuff like, oh, you did this.
You got a haircut?
Yeah.
Went to the gym?
No.
Grocery shop?
No.
Red Dead 2?
I went to an art gallery, though.
Well, that's you fantastic. Did?
And I saw Chuck play with his band.
That's true.
Right. I didn't realize you were in a band.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah.
Very cool.
I feel like I want to recreate that that conversation from Scott Pilgrim where he's like, he said, are you in a band? I said, I'm in a band. He's like, you in a band? I said, I'm in a band.
Well, that's awesome. Yeah, I didn't realize. I think I saw Al post something.
Yeah,
we had fun.
We can go to my Instagram and see a picture of Chuck rocking out.
That's
Outback
right.
Radio.
There apparently, I look way cooler when I'm on stage with a guitar in my hand. So
I think that works for everybody.
Probably.
Yeah, pretty much.
Walk around with the guitar all the time.
Yeah. I don't know why we don't do that.
Yeah.
Except for somebody might ask you to play it, and not everybody can play guitar.
Yeah,
so.
Well.
That's sort of like, cue up Guitar Hero.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah.
Shred.
But yeah, no, I read a single comic book.
Why did you pick, which one, first of all?
Whichever one was at the top of my stack.
Okay, that was why it was that one?
Yeah.
It was like, I'm going to read this one.
It was Green Lantern, or Green Lanterns, because I still haven't gotten around to Grant Morrison taking over, so.
Yeah.
Not looking forward to that.
No, you're not.
As you are well aware.
No, you're not.
Yeah. So that was it. Yeah. I had another video game weekend with my nephew.
Yep. Which meant he played Grand
Theft
Auto.
Which means he played Grand Theft Auto. So I'll have him over every so often. He'll stay the night and play video games. And it's really just him playing, and I'm just sit there and watch, which is fine. Whatever. I got laundry done or whatever the case was. And so I got to play for about 3 seconds because... You know, like, I beat the game, you get the big heist or whatever, I got all this money in my character, and he's going online, he's shopping for cars, and he finds a car that the price tag is $10 million.
Oh, very affordable.
Very affordable. And so he's like, can I buy it? I'm like, I don't care, I'm not saving this. Like, spend all the money, I don't care. So he buys this car, $10 million bucks, he goes to the garage, and, you know, he's 9, so he's like, oh, I gotta be so careful with this car. I don't want to there's a lot of money. It's a video game.
It's a lot of anxiety.
Yeah, I know.
It's gonna be a mess.
That's what I was like, well, hey, you know what? You spent $10 million on this car. I want to play with it for a little bit. So like after you get a chance to go, oh, he goes, I know I'll wreck it. Like you first, you play it first. So I was like, okay, cool. Went right into a friggin' wall.
You guys do realize there's a paint shop in the game where you can pull right in and for like
$10
they'll fix it.
I drove the thing directly into a wall. I got to play the game for about 3 seconds.
That was the garage door too.
He was pissed. So then I was like, oh, just take it. And you know, of course we put all the new brakes on it, and that's how I found out, because it goes, oh, the braking is not good on this. Like, we'll just take it to the shop or whatever.
Oh my god, you can customize your cars then.
Yeah. So you can do brakes, you can make it bulletproof, all this good stuff. Anyway, so now he knows that you can repair the car, so he takes it out and he ends up like bumping into something, and after 3 minutes he's got to go take it back and fix it. That was like the next hour of gameplay. Digging up the $10 million car and then fixing it,
cruising for babes.
Yeah.
Did you hit a wall on purpose?
No.
Okay.
I didn't. That would have been awesome, man.
I really didn't, but he was so mad at me.
You totally wreck it to where it's unfixable. It's on fire.
I was like, dude, you know what? I beat this game. That was my character, my money. I will drive that car into a volcano if I want. Give me my controller back. Well, 9-year-old.
You told me, what was it, a couple hours later that you guys got an airplane?
Yeah.
And you were like, let me fly the plane. And he was like, no, let me fly first.
Yeah.
Like, he learned his lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, then I did get to fly the plane out, and, I was going to go take it back and land it. And he was just like, well, I'm going to fly it too. He just handed it over to me. Like, I'm landing this plane.
You know, he thought it'd be cool if he crashed into a building.
I know.
He didn't trust you to land the plane.
No, he didn't. No, I landed that thing just perfectly, by the way.
I haven't seen video footage of that. I don't believe you.
Well, you know, I don't need your faith, Chuck.
I can get you on Twitch to document all your feats of... amazingness.
Yeah.
Well, fellas, I look forward to our next episode.
Next year?
Next year at some point. Yeah.
Yeah. We'll see you then.
So.
Oh, my God, James, no!
I guess I'm going to be figuring out best ofs for 2 weeks while you guys are on vacation. I'll be calling in favors.
Oh, yeah.
And so you can always just call me up on my phone.
Yeah, we can
bring
do that.
Up in here.
We can get you guys on vacation.
Over the phone.
For like, sure.
Well, I mean, I will be here Wednesday the 2nd if you want to.
Oh, well, all right.
Like, we can have this conversation on the podcast. We're scheduling.
So what's your schedule look like? Well, right. I am slammed until at least January 3rd.
I mean, literally all I would have had to wait for you to do is wait for you to say, hit us up, Nerd Radio 101 on social media, and then hit a space bar to stop, and then go, when are you available, Chuck? But now I want to hash this out now.
The listeners want to know. They're like, when's the first episode of 2019 when are we going to hear checking in on the phone?
Yeah, when are we going to hear from James and Al Beck? Because that's why I tune in.
When's Chuck's band playing next?
Yeah, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah,
we are playing this Friday. I don't remember what bar it's at though.
Typical Nerd Radio.
That's when we have a tour manager.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Go on Facebook. Yeah. Look up.
That should be our tagline. Nerd Radio. I can't remember.
I can't remember the date. No. Go on Facebook. Look up at the best band you never heard.
Is that a legitimate?
That's not the name of the name of the band is Drizzle.
Oh,
but
okay.
Like the URL on Facebook is literally at the best band you never heard.
All right, I like that. Like.
So there you go.
Nice.
Because our shows are secret shows.
Yeah. I did know that you were going to be at the art gallery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was great, too. You were dressed like an adult.
I know. I didn't know what to do. I get invited to this art gallery. I knew someone who had
a tuxedo on or something.
No, I was like, I kind of went in the middle.
You're dressed like an adult.
Yeah.
It's not very complimentary. Because that means any other time you dress up like a child.
I never dressed like an adult.
Pretty much.
So. Right.
I was dressed like I am now earlier in the day. And it was last week, Friday. And so I get invited to this art gallery by someone I know who had artwork in the thing, not to mention the fact that the art show was being run by Amy,
yep.
Chuck's fiance. And then I'm in here and then I find out that you're performing at the thing. So
right.
And I'm going to find, you know, some other people like Erica are going to be there or whatever. And so I'm at home Friday afternoon and I start thinking, I'm like, wait a minute. Like, what do I need to wear? Like,
how dressed up do I need to be?
It's an art thing. Like, I don't know. Should I be? Can I go like this? Do I need a tie? So I went in the middle. I wore a nice sweater.
There you go.
You know, but it had an Argyle print in it. So yep. I was dressed like a sock. And I show up. And the person who invited me to begin with is wearing a t-shirt and a hoodie. I'm like, oh, come on.
I got put on a sweater for nothing.
Yeah.
You look nice.
Well,
that's why we took some pictures together.
I know. And I didn't even have a hat on. I left my hat in the car.
Yeah.
Because I was like, well, it's an art gallery. I probably shouldn't be wearing a hat.
Yeah. I pointed out to Amy that you were there. She's like, I didn't know it was him. He didn't have a hat.
I didn't recognize him. I thought he was just a strange pedophile.
Oh, my God.
Good God.
What? I'm sorry. Argyle sweater. No hat.
I hope the checklist goes.
There's probably more to get you on the sex offender list, but
right.
In my mind, I'm like, Al and Argyle sweater, hat on, pedophile.
I didn't have bifocals that hung down halfway past your cheeks.
Pedophile Al.
No. We are done sticking my name next
hepatitis,
to horrible
we got
things.
Al, now we got pedophile Al.
Jesus, don't ever tell Dave. That's going to be the end of me.
Well, hopefully Al will come
year.
Back for next year.
See you next year.
I'm in a difficult situation here. I mean, after all, you're nerds.
Nobody asked you, Kevin!
Have a great weekend!
Golden Radio.
I know!
See you later, nerds.
And we're out!
It's falling apart. I don't know. Are we still rolling? What's going on right now?
I don't know. That
I'm
was...
Done. Yeah. I'm done. I'm done. Thank you guys for all the jocularities. All the laughter.
Holy shit. It's 11:45.
Yeah. No, it was good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.